Friday, the 7th of March, the Sodesh Adar Sheni, Rabbi Meir Goldberg, Insight into Parshas Pekudei and Parshas Shkolim.
As tomorrow is going to be, there's going to be a joint reading of Pekudei, Parshas Shkolim, Rosh Chodesh, I thought I'd like to find a theme that possibly would link all three ideas. To start off with, I'd like to read you a few lines of the Yotzer that we're going to be reading tomorrow in Shacharis. The Python says as follows: Srig Zayd Seir Terem Omad, that before Haman of Seir arose, Sakarta Kilemoikesh Vilitznin Yomad, and Shvorku saw that Haman would be a snare and a thorn, as Atzto Zel Zer Shema B'mamad. So you advise Jews to announce to one another publicly, Itut Shkolim Mir Rosh Chodesh Lilmod, that they should give Shkolim from Rosh Chodesh, Parashah Zois Lahavis Beketzer, the chapter of Shkolim is read at this time, Ploseo Lahakdim Lepelet Tzar Uvoizer, so that our contribution would come before that of our degraded folk. That means the Yotz is telling us that somehow or other, the mitzvah of Shkolim, the fact that the mitzvah of Shkolim was announced from the beginning of Adar, somehow that preceded the idea, the plan of Haman, and with that, in that course, we were able to overcome Haman. And the question is, obviously, what is this connection, what is the link between the two? And just to add a small detail, the Yotz carries on, and then he just says another line, he says, Tzuras Matzbeah Tichoz Avichoyzeh, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a vision of the Machzor Shekel, and Tzivah Tzu Letzir Kentein Matzor, and Akshor converted that amount to be contributed. Now this is a medrash that we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was Niskasha the Machzor Shekel. He didn't understand what was, he didn't appreciate what was the Machzor Shekel. And there's the obvious question, you know, we understand that certain things Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. He didn't understand possibly the Moedas HaLevana, it was a complicated astronomical detail, but to understand the idea of Machzor Shekel, what was the difficulty, and how does that follow from the introduction that the Shkolim were there in order to proceed on the plan of Haman? I would like to actually read you a Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah suggests a very similar link to what we just read. In fact, it's probably the makor for the piet in the Yotzer. Omar Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish says as follows: It was known lifnei misha omar v'hoya olam before Hakadosh Baruch Hu she'osid Haman lishkol shkolim al Yisrael, that Haman was going to weigh shkolim for Yisrael, i.e. he was going to offer Achashverosh 10,000 shekel kesef, as the pasuk says in Malamelach Tov Yikosu le'avdom, that Haman says Achashverosh, if it's good to Achashverosh, he costs Avram, Achashverosh should write a decree to destroy the Jews. But Sarah a lot in Kikar Kesef, and he'll weigh 10,000 a Kikar Kesef in their stead. So Rosh Lakish said that Akash Baruch knew that Haman was going to shekel shkolov. Fikar chikdim shekleyem shkolov. Therefore, Akash Baruch was makdim their shkolim to the shkolim of Haman. V'hainu d'tnan, and that is pshat in the Mishnah, or that is what we read in the Mishnah in Shkolim, Be'echel Ba'adar Mashmin Al Shkolim. Because Mashmin explains, the Gemara actually has to be explained, because we know the mitzvah of Shkolim actually started collecting the Shkolim on Tetzvav Adar, actually not from the beginning of Adar. The idea was, as Mashmin explains, because they used to bring Karbonos from Chodesh Nissan, the mitzvah was to bring all the Karbonos Tzibur from the Truma Chadosha, from that year's contributions to the Beit HaMikdash. So they started collecting halfway through Adar that money that they'd be able to use on Chodesh Nissan. So in fact, the mitzvah of Shkolim had not yet arisen. However, the Chazal were Masakin that they should be Mashmi'a al Shkolim, they should announce that the duty that is going to arise on the members of Klal Yisrael to actually give a shekel, or half a shekel, in order that when the time comes, they should be ready for it. They shouldn't say, oh, we didn't know about it, we're not going to have the money. So this is referring to the fact that Mashmir al-Shkolim, this idea that they were preparing for the Mitzvah al-Shkolim, This was coming to precede the plan of Haman. There is another Gemara as well, which mentions something on the same topic. The Gemara says as follows. This is where Haman has come to collect Mordechai to after Ahasuerus remembered that he hadn't rewarded Mordechai for saving him from the prophets of Seresh. So Haman has to go and collect Mordechai from the Beit HaMedrash. So he's waiting for Mordechai to get dressed. So while he's there, he turns around to the Talmidim. And he says to them, "B'mai askisu, what are you being busy with?" So Amulei, they said to him, "B'zman shveit HaMikdash kayom, in the days when the Beit HaMikdash was kayom, man d'mnadav mincha, somebody who donated a mincha, maisi mle kumte the soilta, who would bring a full handful of payment of soilet, umiskaper, and he would be forgiven with that. Miskaperle, and it would serve as forgiveness for him." So Omar, who said to them, "Asa mali kumta kimcha didchu, your payment's full shall come, or will come, has come, v'dochi yasara alve kikra kaspa didi. And it's going to be doicha my 10,000 shekel of my kikra kasef that I gave to Hakadosh in order for you to be killed." So we see over here that Haman specifically understood that his giving 10,000 kikra kasef, that was a direct means of him being mekatrik somehow on Klal Yisrael. But he saw that when he saw Klal Yisrael being Isaac in the parasha of Mincha, in the parasha of a carbon sibur, that was something which would somehow stop his plans in their tracks. There's a very interesting taste of it. So he said, "What was this sum of 10,000 kikra kesef?" So Taisa says, "Shamati, I heard shasora alfei kikra kesef, 10,000 kikra kesef oilin chati shekel the kol echod. It comes to half a shekel for everybody, Mitzrayim, for each member of Klal Yisrael. Shehayu sheish meiris elash kishat Mitzrayim. So there are 600,000 people in the left Mitzrayim. So what exactly is this cheshvan? I think there's a number of different ways of cheshvaning. The Bach, he makes the following cheshvan, very interesting cheshvan. He says like this. He says that a typical dor of Klal Yisrael, which the marshal would be the number that went out of Mitzrayim, that's 600,000 people. So he says, let's make a cheshvan. The average person lives 70 years. That's what was assumed at the time. So a person gave a shekel from 20 to 70. That means he gave a shekel for how many years? For 50 years. So if you multiply, so that's basically 25 shekelim each person over his lifetime. If you multiply 25 times 600,000, that gives us 15 million. Right? Now, one kikkel was 10,000 was 15,000 was one kikar was 15,000 shkolim. Therefore, 10,000 kikar came to 15 million shkolim. So that means that the 10,000 kikar is exactly corresponding to all the maktas shekel that a full generation of Jews would have given in their lifetime to the Beit HaMikdash. That means Haman himself was coming with a plan. You've had the schos of maksa shekel. That's what the Yidden are coming with. I'm going to directly oppose them with my 10,000 kikra kesef. What is the idea behind this? In order to understand this, I think it takes us to examine in a little detail what actually the inyan of maksa shekel is. So I would like to read you from the Sefer Chinuch, who discusses this. So he says as follows, what actually is the mitzvah? So he says, "Shiyitin kol echem Yisrael mi ben esrim shono, every member of Klal Yisrael from 20 years of malo, bein oni bein osher maksas ha-shekel, each one should give half a shekel, shu mishkal asar gerah kesef, and they would, v'yominichan akol b'lishko achash v'mikdosh, u'mishom ha-yomitziin liklet t'midin u'mustafin, that you would use this money to buy Tmidim, Musafim, Kol Korban, Akarvan Tzibur, all the Korban Tzibur were bought with this money." So the Chinuch then goes and says, what was the shirish of this mitzvah? What is the root of the mitzvah of Maktas HaShekel? So Shirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Toiv HaSel Yisrael L'Zakeisom Shiyeh Yad Kulam Shoveh B'Dolar HaKorbonos HaKreim L'Fonav Kol HaShon HaBasmodo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, for the benefit of Klal Yisrael, that when it came to Korbonos, every member of Klal Yisrael should be equal in his share in the midst of Korbonos Tzibur. U'Shiyeh HaKoyl Echodoni Ve'Echodoshi, whether he was poor, whether he was rich. Shovim B'Mitzvah Achas L'Fonav L'Halei Zikorin Kulam Alidei HaMitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that there should be a mitzvah where everyone is equal. A mitzvah where each person's part is equal in the forms of this mitzvah. And Valiyas of the Koran HaKoyim Nema Mitzvah Mekabel says basically that the idea was that there should be a unity in the way the mitzvah was being performed. That's the specific chashivas of Matnas Shechir. That's why we find the idea of Ha'oshel Yavre Dali Yamet. And in fact, there's another fascinating detail. The Rambam says that mitzvah machzor shekel, we can actually bring down the Rambam, he says that a person who can't afford it is shor me'acherim or yemerichik susa shalov. A person who doesn't have money, now we know the rule generally is, how much are you required to spend on a mitzvah say, achrei mishmen achasov. You're only supposed to spend a fifth of your total assets. Here we see a person who doesn't have any money, he's mechuyev to borrow money to go and perform the mitzvah, machzor shekel. He's mechuyev to sell his clothing to be mekayim in the mitzvah, machzor shekel. Why is it that we find the idea of machzor shekel this such a chashivos, which we don't find by any other mitzvah deraiser? So, presumably this is understood within the context of the chinuch, that here this was a mitzvah where the mitzvah required unity amongst Klal Yisrael. So if a person is missing, it didn't only detract from his own performance of the mitzvah, but if the mitzvah was supposed to be from all of Klal Yisrael, that was missing, even if one person was missing. Therefore, there's no reason, there's no mokoyim, we had no place to exempt somebody, even if he wasn't able to afford it. So this explains the general idea of giving the shekel. However, the question is, what about the machzis ha-shekel? Okay, so a shekel wasn't that much. Why did the Torah tell us to give a machzis ha-shekel? Why did the Torah not tell us to give a complete shekel? There's obviously some significance in the fact that the shekel was a machzis. And I'd like to... there are a number of ideas suggested. One idea is mentioned by the Al-Sheikh, the Shein, Rishrim Al-Kabet, the Mechab L'Chadaydi. And I'd like to read it to you inside. And he says as follows. He says, V'hinei, al dvar shir machzah shekel v'lei shekel shalim. So he says, Omer Azal, hatam, mipnei she ha'ayin gimel shkula k'eva, some yudeva avidzara is shkula k'eva yudibros. Al-Kain, if you yud geiro, that's why he brings 10 geirah, which is half a shekel. Can I get that? That's a dibris. But he says, b'shem, the Shema Al-Kibet, Shemati Shula Hayres is Nei Yisrael Yachas Achdusom. It's to show Klal Yisrael the type of relationship they should have amongst each other. Bal Yale Alev Ish Mehem. No person should think, it shouldn't go up in anybody's mind, Shehu Nifra Mechaveroi, that he can be separate from his friend. Kiim Ki'ilu Kol Echo Khatsi. It's as if each person is only half of his chabroi in kol echem Yisrael nas echad shalim. And only when a person joins together with the rest of Klal Yisrael, then he's considered shalim. Only then is he considered complete. Al kein kol echad yivya matzis. And he says further, he says, what was the idea over here at Matzah Shekel? The Tanchuma says that the reason for Matzah Shekel there was, at the time of the Mishkan, was one of two possible reasons. Tanchuma says either it was for Kapara on the Chetah Egel, or it was for Mechiras Yosef. She said, if it was for the Chetah Egel, we know there were 3,000 people who served the Egel, they were killed. So why is the rest of Klal Yisrael, why did they have this obligation to go and give a Matzah Shekel, every single member of Klal Yisrael? So he says, no, he says, Klal Yisrael, I raven zev ozeh. We're all connected. And if 3,000 members of Klal Yisrael have served Avodah Zarah, that has an impact on the rest of us, because we're all one, we're all connected. We're only Shalim when all the halves come together and form one. And therefore, here the Torah said, the way to be mesaken that is with the mitzvah machzis ha-shekel. In fact, we mentioned the Tanchuma, The Tanhuma says there are two reasons for the Mitzvah of Machzor Shekel. Either it was a Kapar and a Chet HaEgel, or it was from Mechias Yosef. Now, Mechias Yosef is self-understood. Yeah. What was the Sheresh of the Chet HaEgel? There was Pirud. There was a lack of Achdus from Klal Yisrael. Even by the Egel, though, we find a similar idea. Before the Egel, Shas Matan Torah, that was when Klal Yisrael was at its peak. What was the introduction? The introduction was like Yichan Shom Yisrael Neged Har. It was the unity of Klal Yisrael which allowed, which gave them the schus to have Matan Torah. The Chet HaEgel, that was a time of period already. The Sfarim say that it says that Shmuel was telling Moshe that Klal Yisrael was saying Eila El Hecha Yisrael, and the Medrash says Bikshu El Hus Harve. It wasn't that. All of Klal Yisrael came together with one idea. They wanted seven Avodah Zarah. They bitched, each one wanted his own Elohim. Each one wanted his own Avodah Zarah. There was a period amongst Klal Yisrael. In fact, somebody told me a very interesting idea. Which I'm not sure the Makari. They said the obvious question. Aaron Akein, he came Shas the Chet HaEgel, and he told the Klal Yisrael, his Sparku, they should take off all the rings and Noshim Tav. Everybody should give all their jewelry and present it to towards the Egel, and obviously everybody wonders how come Aaron was getting involved in the Egel. The Sfarim explained exactly what Aaron's kavanas were. But one shot was Aaron saw that the chesaron over here was the lack of achdus. Aaron understood if everybody would come together and do everything together and throw the gold in together, we become one unit. Then Klal Yisrael would be inspired to the idea of achdus. Kushka Brichu Yisrael Veraisa Chadhu. Klal Yisrael is only Shalim, they're only Shalim when they're together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only be Shalim and Klal Yisrael are Shalim. And this was what the Machzor Shekel was coming to be Misakin. It was coming to be Misakin this idea that Klal Yisrael were not for Achdus. So now we've understood in a little more depth what the idea of Machzor Shekel is. Perhaps we can go further and see what actually happened by at the time of Purim. So it's well known that Chazal discuss what actually was the avera that the Yidden did at that time that they deserved to have this gezeira that they were all going to be wiped out. So some say that the reason was because Shalshenenu Mitzvot Shleitzer Rasha, that because they joined into Sudah Achashverosh. Others say it's because Shishtachol Tzelem, because they bowed down to the Adat of Haman, the Mizar of Haman. Now, however, if you actually if you look in the Megillah doesn't say what the Avera was, right? In the Megillah, you only see one place clearly a Kitrug on Klal Yisrael, and when is that? That's when Haman turns up and he turns around to Achashverosh and he says, "I would like to get Klal Yisrael destroyed." And how did he introduce that? He says, "Yesh noy am echad mafurad." Mufuzar and Mufarad Bain Ha'amin. There is one nation who are Mufuzar and Mufarad, they are scattered and they are dispersed Bain Ha'amin. Says the Tzfas Emes that Haman was being the error that Klal Yisrael at that time, there was a lack of Achdus amongst Klal Yisrael. And therefore, when there was a lack of Achdus amongst Klal Yisrael, Haman realized that this was an opportunity for him. At that point, when Klal Yisrael is not about Achdus, then there's a mockery for Klal Yisrael to be destroyed. And that was he's telling Achashverosh. He wasn't telling him that because of that avera of not being ba'achdus. When Klal Yisrael is not ba'achdus, then already he's saying, so let me have a go. I'll give you the 10,000 kikar kesef. This 10,000 kikar kesef, this represents what Klal Yisrael should have been and what they're not. It's this which is going to allow us to carry out our plans. And in fact, when what was the tikkun? So immediately, what did Esther say? There's a medrash in the medrash Tilim in the Mizmor LeYetzer Shachar. The Mizmor LeYetzer Shachar is critical base that the medrash Darshan that refers to the episode of the Megillas Esther. And it says as follows: it says, "Ein at moitze yomim koshim liYisrael shayu ba'feila k'osan yom shayu mei Haman." We don't find such dark days as the one days of Haman. She'omer yesh noy amechad mufuzim mufayrod. That we find that there's scattered and dispersed people, people are not in unity amongst themselves. So, Kivan Shoshama Esther, once Esther heard this, Yeschila Emeret, Then she began to say, let Knois of Kol HaYehudim, go and gather all the Yehudim. Why Knois? Knois, that is the tikkun for the Pirud. The Kol HaYehudim should come together. There should be appreciation of the Achdus, the appreciation that Kol HaYehudim need each other. And that's where we find the idea also of Nikalu Lamed HaNafshon. The idea was that in order for them to overcome Haman, it had to be done as a unified force. It had to be done when Kol HaYehudim were the Achdus. And with this we can understand, we find, we say Shoshana Tziyakov says, Shoshana Tziyakov told us to make a variation, Yachad Tzechelos Mardechai. So again, the Sfarim HaMadaik, what's a Yachad over here? So the answer was that was the Sheirish of the Tikkun of the Chet. That Biroitim Yachad, they were standing together, that was when they were Zeicha to the Hatzalah. I was just thinking, it says Tcheles Mordechai, and we know that Svan Rashi's Tcheles Mordechai refers to the Tcheles on the Tzitzis. Now if we go back in history and look in the comments, where was the first time after Matan Torah that Klal Yisrael had a direct Pirud? That was Machlokes of Korach. Korach turned around and he wanted to split Klal Yisrael. Right? He held that Klal Yisrael shouldn't have one leader, shouldn't be united under one person, shouldn't be... Each person should be an individual on their own. Each person should be a shekel sholem. This is the thing. This was the Yerushim Yachad Tchelis Mordechai. That they will mark here that Klal Yisrael has to be together. Shlem Al-Kabetz, he says in the Sefer Mon Salevi, explains that what's the time for the mitzvah of Mishlech Molis? He says the idea of Mishlech Molis is to be Marbe Reyes. Again, why punkt on Purim as opposed to other Yom Tov or Chazal Masakin, this idea that we should attempt the Mabar Reyes? The Sudas Purim actually explains that the idea of Sudas Purim is Mishpacha Mishpacha. It's a time when people come together again, they reunite. What's this idea? The idea is that was the Sheirish of the problem of Purim. The problem was that there was a lack of Achdus. The Tikkun was Achdus. The Tikkun is to be Marbe Reyes. We find that we were always laying Pasha Shkolim for Pasha Zocher. It precedes the Mechias Amalek. Amalek said the tachlis of Amalek was to make a pirud. The Maral says to make a pirud between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By a pirud, now Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done through a pirud between Klal Yisrael themselves. And therefore the tikkun, before we're able to go to Pasha Zocher, to Mechias HaMolek, which is where it's going to be Kisa Sholem L'Hashem Echad, then first we have to establish that Klal Yisrael is in the Am Echad as well. The Medrash says, in the beginning of Pashas Pekudei, it says, Eile Pekudei HaMishkon, Be'eile Chotu, U'be'eile Tiknu. They were Chayta with Eile Elohecha Yisrael. And Be'ela Tiknu, they were Masakin is with Eile Pekudei HaMishkon. This is an apparent enigma. What's the Shaykhus? But according to what we said, it's simply understood. The Chet by the Egel was caused by Pirud. Eile Elohecha Yisrael. That represents the fact that Klal Yisrael, each one was an individual, they weren't together. What was the Tikkun? The Tikkun was Eile Pekudei HaMishkon. Was the tikkun immediately right after the Chet of the Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the tzivui to bring the Machzor HaShekel for the Adonim? The Adonim was the foundation of the Mishkan. The Adonim was the foundation of the place where Shekhinah would be resting amongst Klal Yisrael. This was the tikkun for Yen Chet of Pirud, of Eile Elohecha Yisrael. And that's from the Medrash. But Be'ela, they did an Avera, or Be'ela, tikkun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.